A fire destroyed a sailboat, part of a dock, and equipment owned by the Jackalof Bay Oyster Company last night. No one was injured in the blaze. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
The fire started Sunday evening in Little Jackalof Bay, about 7 miles southwest of Homer on the south side of Kachemak Bay. Johann Willrich was out on a porch at about 10 p.m. in Little Tutka, a neighboring bay. He says he saw black smoke that looked larger than a garbage fire, so he and other residents hopped in their boat to find out what was going on.
Drove over toward Little Jackalof Bay, and as soon as we turned the corner, we saw, I had a handheld VHF, and someone was reporting that there was a boat on fire and the dock itself was on fire as well. As soon as we turned the corner, we saw the boat was fully involved, and we got there just in time to see the mast fall over.
Residents of the remote South Bay are often the first responders to incidents, as it can take quite a while for fire departments or other official responders to travel from the larger Seldovia or from Homer. The dock and boat are the property of the Jackalof Bay Oyster Company. Its owners declined to be interviewed, but confirmed the losses. Willrich says they tried to reach the boat that was on fire, but it was hard because of the farming operation.
So there were oyster nets strung out all around the dock, a couple hundred yards in either direction. So it was very hard to get to even approach this burning boat.
They were able to cut loose some equipment and another boat and tow them out of danger. Brian Barrett is the chief of the Seldovia Volunteer Fire Department. They responded just after 10 p.m. and tried to salvage as much as they could.
Myself and one other city firefighter was able to get onto the dock and cut loose a raft with their processing equipment and their oyster picking skiff and get those away from the fire. One of those rafts was on fire and we put that out and then pulled that all off the side.
Barrett confirms there was significant damage to the dock and several floats. The boat did sink and quite a bit of equipment that was stored on the dock was also destroyed.
I don't think we'll ever know definitively the cause, but the fire originated in a shed that had a running generator in it that was on one of the floats across to the dock from the sailboat. Fire originated in that building, burned the adjacent floats, swept across the floats and caught the rigging and the sail on the sailboat on fire and then burned the boat.
Stephen Russell is the interagency coordinator for the Department of Environmental Conservation. They responded early Monday morning. He says there was no sheening on the water in the area and no known petroleum product spillage, but they will keep an eye on the situation.
Jackalof Bay area is a very sensitive area, not only environmentally speaking, but commercially speaking as well, with the extensive mariculture operations that are going on in that area. Certainly DEC will do anything we can to assist the responsible party and the Coast Guard in mitigating any potential environmental threat.
The full cost of the losses to the oyster company's operations are not known at this time. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.